The remaining Ted Baker shops in Ireland and Britain are closing their doors this week. The firm behind the fashion retailer went into administration in March. One analyst described the brand's demise as a long-running corporate car crash. Joining us now is Damien O'Reilly, who's a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Damien, this is the latest in a long series of retail closures. What went wrong?
Good afternoon, Rachel. The decline of Ted Baker hasn't really happened overnight, as you suggested. The troubles really started in 2018, 2019, when the founder, Ray Kelvin, was accused of forced hugging with his staff and was obliged to resign his position and then left the company in about 2019. What happened then around then is COVID came as well, and you know, customers were looking for more multifunctional clothing for kind of hybrid working when you're working at home or working in the office. So this meant that the brand, you know, you weren't going to be wearing your Ted Bakers at the in the kitchen on while you're working. So it kind of led to the demise of the brand. Plus, they failed to keep up with the online shift, especially during COVID. So all these kind of led to a demise of the brand. And it's mass market brands are tending to decline recently.
Mm-hmm. The chains that are still doing well, and some are, what sets them apart?
Responding quickly to what the consumer wants, you know, knowing your market and not letting not letting your brand become part of something that's kind of antiquated. You take the likes of Topshop, for example, House of Fraser, Debenhams, they all became irrelevant, but they didn't change quick enough, whereas other retailers, the likes of Primark, the likes of H&M, Zara, have done extremely well. Boss at the high end has done extremely well as well. So they've reacted quickly to consumer changes and consumer trends. You know, consumers are looking for, in the physical store, they're looking for an experience. So they want to have more of an interaction with the staff. They want to kind of own their own brand, basically be identified by the brand. And you got to react quickly. You know, retailers who are kind of mid-market will end up being, you know, weaker as the time goes on, and then, you know, can go into administration.
Separately, supermarket sales figures published this morning, they suggest that there was a bit of an Olympics bounce out there.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the girls doing the running, you know, everybody was tuned in for this. People got together to watch not just that race, but I mean our best Olympics ever. So people had people around to the house. They kind of spent more. But the one thing that you might notice with it is that, you know, the frequency of spend is up, which means the frequency of visits is up, which means that people are going to buy when they want to buy something and when the need is there, rather than saying, you know, we'll go down and do a large shop. So that's changed. So people are careful with their money, even though they're spending a bit more.
And what do these figures tell us about prices?
Well, the prices, as we can see, the inflation is become very steady. You know, it's around 2%. So, which is kind of what we would tend to see, would like to see in the market, and also that is kind of forecasted for the rest of the year, is to remain, barring any catastrophe that happens elsewhere, that puts pressure on prices. But we expect the retail inflation grocery figures to be at around 2% for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. We've just come out of a situation, though, where prices went up just enormously.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the rate of inflation is decreased. It's still inflation there. You know, but the rate of inflation has decreased significantly. But I mean, you know, that cost of living crisis affected many people greatly in the previous years. But I mean, thankfully now it's stabilized.
Damien O'Reilly, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.